And jewels, all things desired cannot be compared with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I find knowledge and discretion. Now, let's drop down to the 20th verse. In fact, in verse, I'll just take verse 18. We're still talking about wisdom. Verse 17. I'll end up reading the whole chapter here before I'm over, before I'm through. Verse 17 of Proverbs 8. I love those who love me. That's what wisdom is saying. Those who diligently seek me will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even pure gold, my yield and choice of silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of justice, to endow those who love me with wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. If you've got an endowment, you probably got a monthly income for the rest of your life, baby. I mean, that's what we all would like to have, right? I would. Have you ever just asked the Lord, could I have a lifetime income? Oh, no, not me. I'm poor. You know, I'm poor. I don't have, I've never had, I won't ever have. No, why don't you stop that? Stop that thinking. You stop that thinking by changing your words. Now, if you have to put a 3x5 card on your bathroom mirror and maybe one on the computer screen where you work, or you carry it in your pocket and you take that out and you begin to read prosperity scriptures, that will change the habit pattern of your mind so you won't always think failure.
Yes, but you've got to have all your ducks in a row.
Amen.
You've got to have the idols out of your heart. You've got to be born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. And there are some real priorities here before you even ask for a lifetime income. And I know some of you have called and said, this isn't working. It's not working because you haven't met all of the conditions in God's Word to make it work. And that's so important. And it's important that you have control over your spirit. It, again, I say Proverbs 25:28, he who has no control over his spirit is like a city without walls. You have to have control here. And Darren,
Barb, it's just as simple. Why do we have door locks on our house? We don't want somebody coming in at night while we're asleep. Mm-hmm. Another thing, we don't want people coming down the road with a truckload of manure and dumping it in our driveway.
And why do you have the lights on? You know, we're children of the light. He is the light. Jesus is the light of the world. And we are no more children of darkness. We hear the voice of God. Darren, I'd just like to read chapter 5 here in Ephesians, being imitators of God, in verse 6. Let no one deceive you with empty words, ever again. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. The wrath of God only comes upon those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, all righteousness, and truth. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. If you see idols in your heart, if you see things in your life that are keeping you from doing God's will, you expose them by confessing them. In Jesus' name, I cut off this shame. In Jesus' name, I cut off this anger. It no longer has authority in my life. You can pray that simple prayer. And then the praying in tongues, Darren, it just so edifies us. But we really need to begin to try to do things the way God does.
Okay, but let's talk about deception. You know, God is not going to use a bartender, you know, and I go by several bars every day. He's not going to use a bartender there to influence me. Number one, I don't respect them. And they came, they had some money-making deal. I'd say, sorry, Charlie, this is not for me. I wouldn't spend 30 seconds with them. They wouldn't have a platform of respect. But now let's get down to the real issues. How many of you have been deceived by some kind of financial deal from a Christian brother or sister in your church? Hello? How much money has been wasted on these that could have gone to missions? I mean, it's a mega, mega millions. And you let your guard down because, well, this fellow's on the church board with you, or he teaches Sunday school class, or the pastor just thinks he's wonderful, and so you drop your guard. You don't do your diligence. You don't pray in the Spirit to say, God, is this a good deal? What if your friend has been honestly deceived? In other words, he is basically not a dishonest person, but he has bought into deception somehow. And he comes to you with some financial deal, and you say, well, you see, you don't even check. You just say, well, you know, Brother Jones thinks it's a good deal, and so I'm going to cash in my 401k, and I'm going to put my money in there because, after all, I'm a believer, and I deserve a quick buck. And the word says, God is storing up the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, and I'm righteous, and I'm going to go for it.
See, and we don't speak in tongues. We don't take time in the Spirit to find out what God really truly
right.
wants.
Now, even if you're Spirit filled, you need to do your due diligence in the Spirit,
yes.
more than in the natural world.
Yes,
you can look at they can make the numbers say anything. It says numbers lie and liars figure. I think there's something like that. But all of us have watched that deception, and I'm going to tell you something. I've watched some of them in Denver churches that's up in the mega millions of dollars because nobody said, whoa, wait a minute, that's not what the Holy Spirit is saying.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to stay out of those deceptions because it will hurt you. Now, Job 22:28, I quoted it a while ago, but it says, decree a thing and it shall be established for you. If I could walk with you for a while, I would know what your meditations are decreeing in your life.
Yes.
Are they decreeing continual poverty, continual lack, or continual fear or disaster? Or are your meditations speaking good things to you that come out of your mouth? See, if I hear what comes out of your mouth, I know what you're meditating on. Decree a thing, it shall be established for you. I'm going to insert the word good or bad. And light will shine on your path. Sometimes the light we get is in retrospect. Look back and say, why did I get involved with this guy? See, a lot of times I want to say when I first meet somebody, God, is this somebody I should hook up with? Is this somebody I should allow inside? I mean, real close to me?
Well, and they usually give you a deadline. You know, we've got to have this signed in 24 hours. You know, so they don't give you a lot of time to think about it.
Yeah, this deal's only good today.
Yeah. Oh, haven't you heard of that before? You don't do anything when somebody tells you that.
Well, go to your local car dealer and they will do that. They will do that to you or for you. They'll say, you know, my manager said that this deal's only good till 5 o'clock tonight. You know, I'd hate to see you lose on this thing, but you know how it works. No business is business. You're thinking, oh, my goodness, he'd give me such a good deal. And you call your wife or you call your husband and you say, we got to make our mind by 5 o'clock tonight. Now, that should send up red flags bigger than your house.
That's right. And you haul 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
Well, you're going back a long way.
Boy, I'm going back. That just came into my mind. I can't believe
Tennessee
that.
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Absolutely. So we desire the very best for you. Darren's going to say a prayer, and I just pray right now, Father God, that our friends will begin to look inside themselves.
Amen.
To hear you, Lord, your voice, and it will become a familiar thing to them. Thank you, Lord.
Let me tell you, folks, I get tired of feeling your pain. When you come and you say you got involved in some kind of deal and it's hurt you financially, hurt your family, hurt your opportunities, you got to stop and dig your way out of the hole. I don't like that. I don't like it for you because it could be prevented by your best friend, Holy Spirit, and he should be your best friend. Father God, first of all, I want to thank you for sending Jesus. And Jesus, I thank you for paying that awesome price on the cross. And even while you were here on earth, you lived without sin. But then, Jesus, you brought the bloodline of the Father to us. And when you shed that blood, that's the blood that removes sin. When we cry out to you, we can be forgiven. And Jesus, you said it's good that you go back to heaven because you would send the Holy Spirit who would be with us always, who would lead us into all truth. Who would be that friend that never leaves us.
Thank you, Lord.
So Jesus, I'm asking you to be the baptizer for our friends that are listening today, that as they open up their heart and they say, Jesus, I want that baptism Darren and Barbara are talking about. I want the inner man, I want the real me to be powerful, powered up, so that I can hear accurately from the wisdom of God. Father, I'm going to thank you that these things are not only just an idea, but they're possible. It's possible for every person listening to this message to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to walk with Holy Spirit, to win and not lose. Father God, I thank you. I thank you that we're not without options. We're not without answers. We have the one that has all the answers available to us in Holy Spirit. Father God, the Word of God says that Holy Spirit will come and lead us into all truth and to tell us of things to come. John chapter 16, verse 13. Father God, many times we need to be warned ahead of time of things that have been planned for us by the evil one. We don't have to walk in there and get blindsided and all this kind of stuff. We can win. So, Father God, today I thank you for the leadership of Holy Spirit. I thank you that we can see and know the truth and know it accurately and be assured that we have heard it straight. In Jesus' powerful name, Father, I thank you. and I praise you, and I love you, and I just worship you right